That's how it'll be when Jesus returns.
This is the LifeSpring One-Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that comes to you every single day, and we're reading the entire Bible together in a year. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so glad you've invited me to be a part of your day. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. It's December 20th, otherwise known as Last Minute Wrapping Day, when gift bags become a legitimate strategy. Well, all I can say is if they're calling today Last Minute Wrapping Day, then they're amateurs. I haven't even begun wrapping yet. And yes, gift bags are definitely part of my wrapping strategy. This is also Gospels Saturday. We'll read Matthew 23 through 25, and after my comments on the reading, we'll have On This Date in Church History. Let's begin. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself to us through it. And so today, as we pray, Lord, I pray that you would open our minds, open our hearts, touch us, teach us. Make this a time, Lord, where we grow closer to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it.' Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!
Because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 24. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, Look, he is in the desert, do not go out, or Look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves,
you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You who were faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed?
So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, even to the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
You know, as long as I've been a believer, one of the topics within the church that never fails to inspire conversations is the return of Jesus. When will it happen? How do current events line up with end times prophecy? Is the Antichrist around now? Who is it? What is the mark of the beast? In verse 3 of chapter 24, we see that wanting to know when Jesus is coming back is not a new phenomenon. Here, the disciples ask Jesus what they should be looking for that will signal his coming and the end of the age. Jesus spent a lot of time in chapters 24 and 25 talking about the end times and his return. Today, I want to focus quickly on the first thing that he said in response to the disciples' question. In verse 4, he told them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And then, dropping down to verses 23 through 27, he says, Then, if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I've told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, Look, he's in the desert. Do not go out. Or, look, he's in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, guess what? Almost immediately after Jesus was taken up to heaven, when he left the disciples with the Great Commission, imposters declared that they were the returned Christ. It happened then, and it happens today. Most have been quickly set aside as wackos, but some have managed to gather followers, and a few have even gathered millions of them. The vast majority of the people who've been led astray by these false teachers obviously never studied the words of Jesus. His first warning was, Don't be fooled. Further down, he said, Don't believe those who say he's here. So, how will we know? Look at verse 27 again. It says, For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Let me ask you something. When there's a thunderstorm in your area, and lightning flashes and thunder roars, It's obvious, isn't it? You know instantly, don't you? That's how it'll be when Jesus returns. Everyone on earth will know the second Jesus makes his appearance. It will be nothing like his first appearance in Bethlehem. There will be a great sound like a trumpet blast, and bam, you'll know. In the meantime, while we wait, our job is to be busy doing the work he's called us to do. Don't worry about when he's coming. Just know that he is, be ready, and do all that you can to share the good news with as many people as you can so that they'll be ready too. What do you think? Comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or comment on the show notes page. I read every comment and I'll share some of them on the show. I really do want to hear from you.
On This Date in Church History is coming up, but first I have some people to thank. First for their comments and then some donors. Well, Bill went to comment.lifespringmedia.com to send this, subject line, prayers and update. ITM Steve, first I just wanted to say that I'm praying that everything with the Lady Leanne goes well and that you and your family have a wonderful and joy-filled Christmas. Well, thank you, Bill. He says also, I'm sorry I slacked on sending this email. You are appreciated, even though sometimes, or even most of the time, it may seem no one really cares, something I have to remind myself of regularly. Thank you, Bill. He continues, now for the update. I wanted to say thank you for the prayers a couple of weeks ago. I emailed in a prayer request for work because things were slow for most of November and the start of December, as they often are. The very next day after you read my request, things started picking up, and I've been fairly busy since then. As added proof of divine intervention, one of the jobs that came my way was even a church that needed some work done. It's hard to deny God's hand when he makes the signs he gives you that obvious. Amen. Yes, that's good. Anyway, he says, I thought you might get a kick out of this update. More prayers for steady work, new opportunities, and that my body will continue to handle this sort of work as I'm not exactly a young man anymore would be greatly appreciated. Well, Bill, you got it. Thank you for what you do, Steve. You are appreciated, even when it may not seem like it. I'm sure others are praying for you, too, even if they haven't reached out yet. May God bless you and your family. Merry Christmas. Well, Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate your note and your prayers and this great praise report. That's fantastic. It's great to hear. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And next, my friend Wayne Henderson sent in this email with the subject line, Merry Christmas and prayers. Merry Christmas, Steve. I'm praying for Leanne and her eye and thyroid issues, praying for comfort and full recovery, as well as praying for strength and comfort for you, my friend. And it closes with blessings. Wayne, thank you so very much. I appreciate it, man. Wayne is a very long-time LifeSpring family member, all the way back to almost the very beginning of podcasting. The very first LifeSpring podcast was November of 2004, and it wasn't very long after that that the newspaper here in town, the Press Enterprise, contacted me and wanted an interview, and ended up putting the story and a big picture on the front page of the Riverside Press Enterprise. And then Wayne, who lives not far away in Yucaipa, got a copy of the Press Enterprise and saw the article, and that's where he is the way he tells me that's how he got inspired to begin podcasting himself. If you are a Green Bay Packers fan, Wayne has hosted the Packers Fan podcast for the past 12 or 13 years, and I think he podcasted even before that, but this Packers Fan podcast is something he's been doing now for a long time. And if you are a Packers fan, check it out at PackersFanPodcast.com. And Wayne, thank you so much for your note. I appreciate you, brother. God bless you. And also the lovely Lady Leanne wants me to pass along thanks to you guys as well. And now I'd like to thank Timothy LaFontaine for his $100 donation that he sent in. This makes him an associate producer for today's show. So thank you so much, brother. God bless you. And Fountain user 888328 set a 500-sat boostagram last week in response to the Matthew 20-22 episode. I've been holding it until this day since we're still in Matthew. So here's what 888328 said. I wonder if the Matthew 20 workman parable convicts us when we grumble about how wireless carriers save the best perks and discounts for new customers. I'm definitely guilty. Maybe the Christian course of action is to take our business elsewhere. Then he put a question mark after that. Well, I guess you could do that, 888-328. I think another alternative is to shop other carriers to see what their deals are, and then call your carrier to tell them that you want to cancel your service since the other guys are offering a better deal. I think often they have a customer retention policy where they just might offer you a deal just to stay. Something to think about. And then today, 888-328 sent a 100-sat boostergram that said, "Praying for Mrs. Webb." So thank you very much for that, 888-328. And Leanne also said to thank you too. God bless you. And also, 888-328, thank you for your daily boosts. I see them and I appreciate them. Thank you very much. And there's one more boostergram that came in today as well. LifeSpring Family Berean Brother Michael Hainer boosted 500 sats and said, "With my grandma, it was always hard strawberry candies with the syrup in the middle." And oh yeah, I love those things. You had a cool grandma, Michael. And thank you for the sats and the boostergram, Brother Michael, and for your consistent sat streaming every day. God bless you. So thank you all for responding to what I said yesterday. It does mean a lot to me and to Leanne. We are gratified and we are touched. God bless each of you. And now, if you would like to send a comment, a question, a suggestion, a praise report, or a prayer request, there are several ways that you can do that. I do try to make it easy for you. To text or to leave a voicemail, here's the number to call.
LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
There's that. And then my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. To send a message from the website, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. For praises and prayer requests, there's an easy-to-fill-out form at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. See, there's so many ways. I'd love to hear from you, honestly, and I'll share your message on the show unless you tell me to keep it between us, and you can be anonymous as well. And if you'd like to support the show because it adds to your life in some way, here's where you can do that.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
On this date in church history, December 20th, we begin in 1606 with the birth of Richard Baxter, one of the most influential Puritan pastors and writers in English church history. What a legacy. He served in the town of Kidderminster, where he became known not just for preaching, but for personally shepherding his congregation. His book, The Reformed Pastor, challenged ministers to care for souls, not just deliver sermons. He believed the Christian life should be marked by humility, holiness, and practical love. Amen, Pastor Baxter. I could not agree more. And next we move to 1817 with the birth of William Ewart Gladstone, a deeply committed Christian who would serve four times as Prime Minister of Great Britain. He believed that faith should inform public life, not be separated from it. He taught Sunday school, he supported missionary efforts, and he even personally worked to rescue women from exploitation in London. His life reminds us that Christian conviction can shape leadership, policy, and compassion in the public square. And I would add that not only can it do those things, it should do those things. But maybe that's just me. And finally, we come to 1904, when organized Sunday school teacher training programs began taking root across the United States. As churches grew, leaders recognized that teaching the Bible well required preparation and support. These programs helped equip ordinary believers to open Scripture with clarity and care, strengthening generations of children and adults alike. It's a quiet milestone, but one that shaped discipleship at the grassroots level. And I, for one, am very thankful for Sunday school teacher training. I've taught Sunday school and was even director of Christian education at my church for a time. And when I was in the Christian bookselling industry, the company that owned the chains of stores I worked and was a manager of a few of their locations, they were a Sunday school curriculum publisher. I believe that teaching Sunday school is such an important ministry, especially teaching children. I still remember the very first Sunday school teacher I ever had. Hooray for Sunday school. If you are or have ever been a Sunday school teacher, let me know. Tell me about your experience. I'd love to hear it.
If you enjoy the show, tell someone. don't have listeners here. If you are hearing my voice right now, you are part of the LifeSpring family, and I'm glad you're there. Thank you. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.
The LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.